Marcia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Keene turns page 33 of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Back at the embankment headquarters that night, we considered the situation now that we had Peter Ridgway in hospital, alive. Not very much alive and not expected to live, but there was still the chance he might be able to tell us something new about Demetrius. And the only people at the hospital beside ourselves knew he wasn't dead. For Demetrius' benefit, we told the newspapers that only a body had come out of the river.
He told us he was tough, Major. We should have believed him.
Yes, well, I only hope he's tough enough to tell us what happened at that house near the West India Dock Road.
Yes, sir. What are we doing about Digby Mitchell and that little fat bloke, Paul Bonney? He's carrying forged papers, you know, sir.
He's a mystery man. The French embassy are getting us a file on him. But unless it's absolutely out of the question, he and Mitchell are going to work with us.
Things are looking up, I'd say, sir.
Yes. We now have Mitchell and Bonney and what they know. And we also have Tony Marzotti of the Red Feathers Club and Yachty Blum. Oh, anything new come in about Blum?
Oh, he hasn't been seen since the night we had him in here for questioning, sir.
Peter Ridgway saw him. I laid 20 to 1 on that. It was a paratroop knife they took out of his back.
The same as Picky Quinn, Jelly Boy Boone, and Godofsky.
Look here, Cuts. As far as we've been able to find out, none of these people ever go near each other. Now, take Marzotti. He's one of them. His phone's been tapped for a week, but there hasn't been a suspicious word said on it. We watch the Red Feathers Club. We know every move Marzotti makes. And to all appearances, he does nothing but run an ordinary Soho dive. So tell me this. How, when, and where do they all communicate with each other?
Oh, they must have a go-between we don't know nothing about.
Or there's a way in and out of the Red Feathers we know nothing about.
Why don't we raid him and see for ourselves, sir?
It's a temptation. But it's Demetrius we're after, not Tony Marzotti. And you don't catch a rat by blocking its hole.
No, sir. But it's better than letting them run about all over the place. I'm thinking of Margaret Ridgway, sir.
Yes, I know. Not a word, not a clue to show us where they took her in that cab from Marzotti's club. You know, she got as far as Payne Street in Baron's Court, and after that, vanish. Oh, well, how's the time? 8:30. I'm going to the hospital to see what's happening to Peter Ridgway. You hold the fort here.
Right, you are, sir.
I'll talk to Colonel Fentress in the morning. He can make up his mind about us raiding Marzotti. And if you want me while I'm at the hospital, ask for Dr. Susan Marlowe.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Marzotti's the bloke I'd like to have another crack at. It was the door of his club Margaret Ridgway disappeared from. And he's in it up to the neck. I wonder what became of that.
As soon as Marzotti gets back, we'll have both doors shut, Bookman.
Ah, here it is.
Shut that door, Marzotti. How people can endure that barbaric clamor and pay to hear it, I will never understand as long as my name is Demetrius.
Now, listen, both of you. I'm here at the Red Feathers Club for the last time. According to Haley, the place has served its purpose, and I have an idea Keene will soon be making a raid on it. Haley herself can't come near this club again. You understand why, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
With Ridgway dead, there's nothing to hold us up any longer. We're putting the pressure on Rubenstein at once. Now, in future, you, Marzotti, will play no further part till you're called on. Understand?
Uh-huh.
Bookman here is the only one of us who is still completely unknown to Gregory Keene. He will keep each of us in touch with the other. Haley, if possible, will find out from Peter if they have any intention of raiding you. If so, you'll have to make for the sanatorium and go underground. Now, if she can't warn you, get out through the building next door the moment Frankie gives you the signal on your buzzer from the front entrance. They mustn't arrest you, Marzotti, and there's no reason why they should get the chance. Is that clear?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now for our immediate plans. Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, Haley will be alone at a table for two in Lyons Corner House at Piccadilly Circus. You will join her, Bookman. She will be under observation, so you will ignore her, and out of one word only, you will say three. And from her instructions, she'll know that at 3 o'clock, I will enter the Rubenstein galleries. Any questions?
Well, what about Margarita Ridgeway?
Well, how's the time? Yes. 25 minutes ago, Margaret Ridgeway left the sanatorium in the back of Leo Klein's cab, securely bound under a rug on the floor. About 10 minutes from now, she'll be taken on board a tanker of Panamanian Registry lying in the pool. The ship sails with the tide before dawn tomorrow morning. I do hope she's not too uncomfortable on the floor of that cab.
Oh, if only I could just move for a minute under this rug and pass. If only I could get this thing off my face. I could scream instead of mother. Please, please, please let something happen. Anything, anything. Before they put me on that ship. Before it's too late.
Look where you're going, you crazy blighter!
Hello? Sergeant Cutts here. What? Give me that address again, quickly.
Whitechapel Road, Limehouse, between Cork Street and Oliver Square.
Wait, we'll be there.
Just you look after the girl, matey. Me and the Major will be there.
Now, look here, Miss Ridgeway. The doctor says you stay at the hospital overnight, and stay you do.
How many more times do I have to tell you I'm perfectly all right? And I'd be a damn sight better if someone had given me a double brandy instead of that revolting pink medicine. Did you grab the taxi driver?
The taxi driver is dead, killed in the crash. I don't think you quite realize how lucky you are.
His name was Leo.
Yes, Leo Klein, the brother of George Klein, whose empty cab my chaps followed from Payne Street the night you were kidnapped. You're sure you feel well enough to talk?
Oh, yes, I want to talk. But first, tell me what happened tonight.
Well, a 20-ton truck coming up from the docks blew a front tire and went out of control in front of Leo's cab. It was the sort of thing even Demetrius couldn't plan for.
I suppose you know he murdered Peter.
Margaret, can you stand another shock on top of everything else?
What?
Well, perhaps in the morning would be better.
Whatever it is, tell me now and get it over.
Your brother Peter's in this very same hospital. In bad shape, but still alive.
So he didn't get either of us. He lost us both. He wanted to kiss me to prove he was real, but he lost us both.
Here, hang on, this won't do.
He said he killed Peter, and then he wanted to kiss me.
Oh, you heard her. Better do something for her, Dr. Marlowe. She's had a bad time. I'll be back in the morning. Come along, Cutts. This is neither the time nor the place for us.
Well, that's the constable's report, sir. She was trussed up like a turkey, and there was adhesive tape over her eyes. The truck hit the taxi cab sideways and smashed the front after kindling, but left the back part whole-like.
I don't want the constable's report. I want to hear from Margaret Ridgeway. What appalling luck, that chap Klein getting killed. Driver.
You can come in now, Major.
Oh, good. Come on, Cutts. Well, good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. Did you actually send in these flowers?
Well, it was Cutts' idea, as a matter of fact.
Is that right, Cutts?
No, miss.
Well, thank you both. I'm very ashamed of myself for making that dreadful scene last night. It must have been the accident. You know, the last straw.
I don't think you've anything to be ashamed of at all. How do you feel?
Fine, thanks. Get those questions going.
All right. Now, first, have you any idea where Demetrius took you?
None whatever.
Did you see him?
No, my eyes were taped the whole time.
Where were you being taken last night?
To a ship sailing fairly soon, I think for Portugal.
That's something. You didn't hear the names of any of his gang mentioned?
Only Leo.
Leo. Leo Klein, of course, is dead. Look here, Margaret. One bullseye from you and we might be able to go straight to him. Do you realize that? Straight and lay our hands on Demetrius. You don't know where you were. You heard no names. You saw nothing. Did you hear anyone utter a word but Demetrius?
Well, someone said, yeah, three times once. Then the door opened and shut.
Yachty Blum?
Well, it's a good guess. Come along, Margaret. Do let's have something.
Well, he... Look, please don't laugh at
well,
me.
Well, he what?
I know this sounds ridiculous, but he... Well, Maitre Keane, he whistles all the time. The same tune.
He whistles all the time.
Listen. No, no, that's not quite right. Let me see if I can do it.
So, he whistles, eh? Margaret, is that all?
No.
Well, come on, then, let's have it.
Yes, I will. Major Keane, do you want to know where Demetrius is hiding? Who he is, what he's doing, why he's doing it, and how you can catch him and hang him? Well, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, go and ask Heidi Bergner.
How could I have been so blind? But maybe I wasn't blind. Maybe I could see better than anyone else, but couldn't make myself admit it. Even when there could be no shred of doubt, still I justified my faith in Heidi. Believe me, I paid, but so did others.
Demetrius makes new plans to allow for Margaret Ridgway's escape in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.